So, as we talked about last year, there have been two very important cases. Well, there have been more, but that in the life sciences area, that would include Mayo, which was in March of 2012, and then the Myriad case, which was in June of 2013. The first part of this presentation is going to speak to some of the cases that have come out since then, where they are, and then also how this has affected the PTO practice. Now, when Jason spoke, and Jason, my company works with Jason, so I'm one of those very erudite, experienced clients that he referred to, but he talked about how he saw the world as a litigator. And as I was preparing this, I realized that I don't see the world as a litigator or a transactional person, or I don't really even know what, except the fact that I see it as an executive and a consumer of legal services. So my takeaways, and I'll come back to this at the end, is that having patents in the life sciences area right now is a rough business, especially to litigate on infringement. And I would not want to work at Genetic Technologies right now. So we'll get to that in a second. Okay, so as I said, I'm going to go through the cases, USPTO interpretation of those Supreme Court cases, and then actual examples of how examiners are applying those cases. So the first case that I wanted to mention was is Intima versus PerkinElmer. And in this case, Intima had a patent that was for determining whether a pregnant woman was at an increased risk of having a fetus with Down syndrome. And what you can see is underlined here is the steps associated with this claim. And first you have a measuring step, and really that's basically just assaying, looking for a marker in a sample, and then measuring it, and then taking a sample and measuring a second marker, and then comparing them.